Hi, everybody. This is Mike Lewis from Dover International Speedway, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, live on Michigan Avenue. And when you think of just the consistent traveling circus of entertainment and motorsports that is the NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series, they are going to be heading from now all the way from maybe the home of it with Charlotte Motor Speedway for the 600 and to Dover International Speedway for the Monster Mile. On the line with us, we've got Mike Lewis. He is the manager of communications there at Dover. Mike, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. It's good to be here.
So this is what we love about, you know, listeners love it, fans love it. I'm not sure if the drivers, you know, love all of it, but that there is such a diversity of locations where if you are a fan of NASCAR, if you're a fan of racing, you get to not only see some great racing, some of the best drivers in the world, but you get to see the country, right? You get to go to all these different places and check it out, and now they're up at Dover with you guys. So describe a little bit about the excitement in the area. It isn't the biggest metropolitan location that it could be, but describe what's going on vibe-wise there.
That's right. Well, obviously, Dover has had two cup races per year, every year since 1971. So this is an old hat to the people around here, but we still get excited every time what we call the circus comes to town with NASCAR. And everybody gets behind. The community is very good in getting behind it and having specials and driver appearances and lining up the cars to be out in the community and things of that nature. And yes, we're ready to put on another great show here. This will be our 95th NASCAR Cup Series race here in Dover, and our first one was in 1969. So as I said, we're used to hosting a great show, and the community is ready for it.
What is some of the feedback that you get? And we remember here in the Chicago area, Chicagoland Speedway, I think it was maybe like 2001 or something. It was part of a little bit of an expansion there where you had tracks in Kansas City and maybe in some other areas. But you guys have been there, right, since 1969. As the sport has kind of progressed and hit some of those kind of expansion periods, you guys have been there as one of those tracks that's been a favorite for viewers, that's been a favorite for historians, people who love the kind of the old school tracks and the nature of it. What has been kind of that thought process over there at Dover?
Yeah, Richard Petty did an event for us a couple years ago, and he called he actually won the first race here in 1969, and he remembers it as when NASCAR came to Dover, it was kind of NASCAR's invasion of the North. Those are his words.
Right, okay.
And of course, now we have, and obviously NASCAR was a Southern-based sport to start with, but of course now we have tracks in Pocono and New Hampshire and Watkins Glen, of course, so that's farther north than we are, and like you said earlier, it's a coast-to-coast sport, too. There's two tracks in California and Arizona, and, you know, Kansas is still there, and you guys in Chicago. So, I mean, it goes coast-to-coast, north and south, east to west. Very, very much a national sport now, and as far as the history around the place and just the uniqueness of our facility, there is no other one-mile concrete oval on the circuit, and we call ourselves the world's fastest concrete oval for a reason. Our top speeds get up to 170 miles per hour, and several drivers, even though we don't post the fastest speeds here, say because of our steep banking, we're 24 degrees in the corners,
right?
And because of that steep banking, the sensation of speed here is faster than any other track, and a lot of drivers call Dover their favorite racetrack because of that. Drivers such as Matt Kenseth, Jimmy Johnson, and Bubba Wallace, just to name a few, they circle Dover on their calendar each year. Twice a year because they know they're coming to their favorite place.
Yeah, well, that's high praise. You know, you're getting some young and up and coming names, right? With Bubba Wallace, who's been on the show as well, and then you've got some of the legends of the sport, champions. You know, to have them appreciate what's going on, I think it's a testament to the fact that you guys have had those two races, you know, since 1969. So for fans, as they get out there, and we talk about it, you know, the tailgating is legendary in racing as opposed to a couple hours before, let's say, a football game. You know, you have people that can show up midweek before a Sunday race and start relaxing and kind of enjoying the vibe and tailgating, right? Eating and drinking and celebrating what is going to happen on that Sunday. So, and I know the tailgating is different. You know, if you're in California or if you're in Texas or if you're down in Charlotte, up in the where you guys are in Delaware. So is there a difference as a guy who's probably familiar with what happens at other tracks? Like, how do people best enjoy the weekend at Dover?
Well, we've had campers in town since last weekend. They've been rolling in since Memorial Day weekend Saturday. And it's really, I mean, and these the campers you tend to find that the campers that do that have been doing it for several decades now, and they tend to park near each other every year, and
really?
It's really a family atmosphere out there in the camping lots. And of course, we offer all sorts of fan amenities during the weekend. We have our fan zone right near the Monster Monument, which has stands and interactive displays from a lot of our track partners, and we offer different food trucks and things of that nature and areas for kids. Our Monster Mile Youth Nation is a great place for kids to learn about the sport and play different games. And yeah, I mean, the whole family can find something that they like to do here. In addition to our free concerts that we have on Saturday and Sunday mornings before the race, for the most part, they tend to be country artists, and they are this year with Brandon Ray on Saturday and Chase Bryan on Sunday. But we've also had groups like the X Ambassadors played a couple years back, and so we try to get a good mix out there for the fans to enjoy. But yeah, I would say here in Dover, especially, and a lot of the other tracks as well, it's a real good family atmosphere.
I can't believe people are getting there like a week before. Wow, that's – I don't know that I had heard that much before. Let the listeners know we're talking with Mike Lewis. He is the manager of communications at Dover International Speedway. But that's really accommodating, right? The speedways like to roll out the red carpet. You want to make it as fan-friendly as possible. You want people to get in there. You want them to enjoy it. You want the whole family to enjoy it too, right? Because you're going to be growing that next generation of fans that are going to love to get out to Dover and watch the race. And you mentioned some of those things as well. So 95,000 is the capacity there. Do you have are people able? I know it's not a very big track in the infield, so you probably don't have a ton happening there, but you do have camping all around, right?
Yes, we have lots surrounding the speedway. We used to allow fans the chance to get in the infield, but now that's more of like a sponsor activation area, and we're the only track that has inside our infield is a harness racing track for horses, and that they're on the track they're on their track 6 months out of the year during the winter and early spring months. So we work around that, so it's unique in that aspect as well. But we have a lot of sponsor activation activities happening in our infield and in our outside the track. We have several camp areas. We have fireworks on Saturday night. We have a Monster Mile movie night for the kids on Saturday night. But this Saturday is going to be the Angry Birds movie, and then we're going to have a Inside Out in the fall. So just animated features that the family can enjoy right after our annual fireworks display. So
that's
obviously, like you said, it's a big family atmosphere out there.
That's sneaky smart, because that Angry Birds movie is very entertaining. I've got to tell you, our kids love it, absolutely love it. They would be lured in by that for sure. That is great, allowing for families to come out and enjoy all of those different activations there. And of course, we've got the excitement of the race on Sunday as well. This Sunday is coming up for that. So on the ticket prices, I know that you a lot of times with NASCAR on some of the tracks, and probably there at Dover, you have some incentives, right? Where depending on your budget, everybody can get out there.
Yes, NASCAR this year actually started a initiative where for our Friday and Saturday races, which this year in the spring is our NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race, the Bar Harbor 200 on Friday, and the One Main Financial 200 NASCAR Xfinity Series Dash for Cash race on Saturday. Children 12 and under actually get in free for those events, so there's really that's really a great deal for the family, for all the families out here in our region, and for the AAA 400 Drive for Autism Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race on Sunday, those same children can get in for just $10. So
wow,
it's really a great deal. You really can't even go to, speaking of movies, you can't go to a movie for that cheap anymore for these days. So, I mean, NASCAR really is a great bargain in that aspect for children. And yes, our prices at Dover haven't changed in the last 5 or 6 years. So we're if we've tried to hold back against doing any raising of prices, and seats are still available for all our races. People can check out DoverSpeedway.com or call 800-441-RACE if they're interested or in the area this weekend.
DoverSpeedway.com, and yeah, the prices are great. $10 for a cup race. You couldn't even go in and see Angry Birds for that. I think that's right. A great value. So Michael, is one more time on the website before we let you go?
Sure, DoverSpeedway.com. And if anyone needs more information than what's on there, they can call our offices at 800-441 and then RACE, RACE. And we'll be able to answer any questions you may have.
And definitely check it out on TV. It's going to be on Fox this weekend. And then you got that fall race as well. It is one of those you should definitely get. Everybody in the car, head out, make it a family road trip, go out and see them at the Monster Mile in Dover. So, Mike, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
All right. Thank you, Dane. Appreciate it.